misa. Rashi says, "Kol misa ha'omor b'levnei noyach einim ala sayif." By a guy, the only misa receives is only sayif. So therefore, you can't bring me a limud. You can't learn out what the loch of ayam achashayf aloy sechaya from the pasuk of shivas amimim. Because by the goyim, there the owner receives sayif. But by a Jew, it could be he receives a more stronger misa of stila. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva is right. The Nazbah Yom Benazi says, Nema the Pesach says, right, Benazi Yomer, Nema it says, Mechashayf aloy sechaya. Do not leave a witch alive. The Nema it says, right next to it, Kol sheichiv in behema mois yumas. A person who lives with an animal also gets misa. So some chuinyan loy, it says there are two pars, two psukim, one next to another. So ma sheichiv in behema, just like if you live with an animal. Peskila, it says there dom and bom. We learn how to mean skila, is af mechashef peskila. A witch also receives skila. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back, no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash in smichas. He doesn't like this type of a drosha. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yehuda, just because the Pesach put the next lav of Kol Sheichivim Behema next to the Inyan of Mechashef Leischaya, is that alone enough of a reason to give a Mechashef Paskila? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, at least in the rest of the Torah, in Devorim it's a Shaila. Maybe they're Dashin Smuchim in Devorim. But in their other Svarim, he does not Dashin Smuchim. So Yehuda says that's not a good reason. Just because the Torah put one parsha next to another, that's not a reason to give him such a strong misa of skila. Ela, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that a mechashefa receives skila? Ela is like this: Oiv v'yedoyni bechlal mechashefa moyu. They will bechlal the regular witch. They also do witchcraft. Oiv v'yedoyni. They talk with the nesim. They have the bone in their mouth and they talk through the bone. That's also a type of a power of witchcraft. Now, how come it went out from the regular pasuk of Mechashef Aloy Sechaya? What do we need a special law, a special einish for Oiv Yedoyni? For Lama Yotsu, is Lahakish Aleim, to learn out from them to other witchcraft. For Loimeloch, Ma Oiv Yedoyni, just like Oiv Yedoyni, the Torah says, the skilo, that a person that does this type of witchcraft, he receives skilo, af Mechashef, any witch, the skilo also receives skilo. That's Oiv Yudishita. That's how I know a Mechashef means a skilo. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami. Why? How do you learn out from Oiv Yedoyni? Levi Oiv Yedoyni Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kiyechod. And the klal is Bechol Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kiyechod Ein Melamdim. The Torah doesn't say it once, it says it twice. It says it by the Mechashef of Oiv and the Mechashef of Yedoyni, two different types of Kishuf. And by both of them, the Torah says they receive Skila. So maybe the klal is Shnei Ksuvim. If the Torah says something twice, like why did it say it an extra time? Let it just say it once and I would learn out. It says it twice to teach us only here and no place else. The Rashi says, Heaven alamichtav chad, it just should have said one. Oy, 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 yedoyni. Polishtik and not more. So how could you, Rabbi Yehuda, say to me, learn out all over, it should be a klal ain't melamdin. Because Shnei Ksuvim Aboyin Kiyechad ain't melamdin, the klal is. Some Rabbi Zechariah, the Zechariah says, Oda Omra. Like Rashi says, it means k'moy hod omra, from here, or zay semeris. From here we learn out, from this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, we learn out that k'sava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that shnei k'sum ha'boyin k'yechad melamdin. Yes, you can still learn out from it. That's also a derech of the Torah. Even though the Torah says something twice, it could still be to learn out. A third pasuk he would hold ein melamdin. But just two psukim, that's also urchei, the Torah says something twice from times, also teach us to learn out. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That I know Mechashef Aloy Sechaya means the skila from the fact of Oiv Yedoyni receives skila. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda said, Lama Nikra Shimon Kishofim, why is a witch, why are they called Kishofim? Shamachishin Famalia Shomala. They have some type of a Kayacha power that they go against the upstairs Famalia. They go against the Teva of Shemayin. So Rashi says, Kshofim, Koychash Pamaya Shemala, Shalmisha Nigzal Chayes Vemisin. Sometimes, even though a person was supposed to live, a witchcraft, a witch, has a power to have him killed. So that's called a little bit, he's going against his Bimachish, taking away the strength of Pamaya, the upstairs Bezdin. Then the verse is not like that. The Pesach says, Ein Oid Muvadoi. There's nothing else except Hashem, there's no other power but Hashem. Omer Rebbe Chinah says, Afilu Ledovik Shoshan, that means even a kishuf, even a witchcraft, cannot go against the will of Hashem. If Hashem does not want somebody to die, so a kishuf, a magician, cannot kill him. So the Mora says, we'll soon see what the answer is. How who is it? So there was a lady. She wanted to take some dirt from under the feet of Rabbi Chanina in order to do some witchcraft with him. So he said to her, if you're able to do this, if you're going to think you're able to take with your witchcraft and do something to me, zilavidi, go and try. Why? He was so sure, because the Pasuk says, like if Hashem does not want you to harm me, you will not be able to harm me, Ksiv. Tomorrow says, Aini, it's not that way. How did Rabbi Chanina say this? How did he say this? I've Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lo mo nikra shmon mechashefim. Why do we call them mechashefim? Why is a witch called a kishuf? Shamachishuf amalya shamala. They do have some type of a power. They could go against the will of Hashem. They could make something different. But Rashi said, if somebody's supposed to live, and they have their witchcraft to kill him, they could kill him sometimes. So how could Rabbi Chanina be so sure of himself he won't be hurt? It's mashman like that. Mechashev kishev has the power to it. So Morin says, Shani Rabbi Chanina, Dinofres Chusei. That Avad, as we know, the Pasuk Einoid Lavada, that's the truth. That if Hashem has a will not to do harm to somebody, no matter what they try and do, they can't do it. Just means, though, that they do have this power to do harm. And if Hashem does not stop them, they could do it. So Rabbi Chanina, he was so sure of himself, he had such a big chus, he was such a big tzaddik, that he knew that Hashem would not let them harm him. So therefore, he was not afraid of them.
Don't we say that every Tana had the ability to raise the dead? They were sure that.
That was the Gemara we had before. That was next to Masoros. We had it before. That was the Kayach of Sefer Yisrael Yitzir, right? They knew how to create people. That was before. Right. Yeah. So Rashi says, "Afiluk Shafin Ein Behen Kayach Lefonai LeGzerosai Shein Kayach Mavadai." So he answered back that since he's such a big tzaddik.
That for sure min Hashemayim will come down to help me. So that's the pshat. There's no theory here. That if Hashem wants to, they will not be able to harm you. Just there is such a power that teva. The person is not supposed to walk through the streets and say that I won't get run over. I mean, there's a power, there's a teva, there's a kayach of kishuf also. Just Rabbi Chanina, he was sure his chusim would save him. How is Lada Bisfelichan is chusim? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Scott, we'll get to you. Okay. Omer Rebbe Avoy, Bar Nagri, Omer Rebbe Chia Bar Abba, Bilteyim. What does the pasuk, what does the word Bilteyim mean? That's Elu Maisa Shadim. That's a witch that works with the Shadim. He can't do it by himself. He has to come on to the Shadim, to the demons, they have to help him. Bilteyim, when the pasuk says Bilteyim, Elu Maisa Kshofim. That's the witch could do it with his own power. He does not have to come onto the Shadim. He could do it by himself. Pasuk says, V'eslahat hacherev hamatapeches. Mashma, the sword by itself turns around and protects itself. Rashi says, umatapeches me'aleh, turns around by itself. In other words, daima to a witch that does not have to come onto Shadim. He does not need the help of demons. He could do it by himself. Omar Abaye, Abaye said like this, the kopad amon, if you see a witch that needs a special type of a kli, a special type of a plate, shade, you know he has to come on to shade him. He has to work with the demons. The loy kopad amon, if you see a witch that does not need any special type of a plate, he could do his witchcraft with anything, that's kshofim. He has his own power without the demons. Omer Abaye, hilchos kshofim, the aloch of a witch, you should know, kihilcha Shabbos, it has the same aloch as like hilcha Shabbos. What does that mean? Yesh meyem beskila. Certain witchcraft you do, you chayiv skila for it. V'yesh meyem poter avlosa. Some are awesome in the yiraisa, but you pot, you don't get an einish, you don't get nisa. V'yesh meyem muta lechatchila. There are certain type of witchcraft that you're allowed to do lechatchila. What are the three cases? Hoise meise like our mishnah. Hoise meise beskila. A witch that does a real action of witchcraft without the chayiv skila. Hoich is after 9 years, he makes an illusion. He makes us look. It looks to us like he's doing something, but really nothing's happening. Potter. For that it's only Yosem Idiraisa, but you're not Chayeskila. Avalosit. Potter Avalosit. Mutlachetchila, where's the case that it's Mutlachetchila? Could the Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Shia. So what did they do? That Kol Marle Shabsa, every Erev Shabbos, have the Aske Behilchos Yitzira. They were able to learn through the Hilchos Yitzira. to create people. And the Omivri Lu Igla Tilsa, they created themselves a beautiful cow, a third born cow. The meat is excellent. The Achilai, and they ate it. So this type of a kishuf is mutter to do. Rashi says, Iske Vilchas Yitzira, or Memela Ivrilu, by itself was created. Egla Tilsa Yidei, Shiyum, it's Sarfan Oisius Hashem. They were putting together the different words of Hashem. Shebem Nivrelim, that's the way Hashem created this world. Vienkan Mishum Mechashefis. That's not considered witchcraft. Why? The Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu Hein. Ayidei Shem Kedusha Shalayhu. This is called Maisa Hashem. This is Mutla Chetchila. Even though it looks a little bit like witchcraft, they're creating a cow that wasn't here yet. But since they're not doing it with the power of Tumah, of Kishuf, but they're doing it with the Shemus of Hashem, that's Mutla. That's Mutla Chetchila. So every Shabbos they had that meat because they created their own cow. Omer of Ashivashi said, Chazina Leili Avu de Karna, I saw Karna's father, he was a Mechash, he was a witch. The Dinofitz, he blew his nose, the Shadi Kricha de Shiroi, and out of his nose came some silk clothing. Silk strings came out of his nose. That was the type of witchcraft he did. Rashi says, Nofitz Rashi says, Choit may be koich, he blew his nose strong, the Shadi Kricha de Shiroi Menchirov. Mashle chaticha shomilim, pieces of silk came out of his nose. Pasuk says, "Vayomru ha'chatumim aparo." The chatumim, the witchcraft, said to Paro, "Etzpel him he that the mark of kinim lice has to be from Hashem. That's not with the power of kishuf." Omer Rebbe Loza, mikant here we learn out shein hashed yochel livrois ber yapchusa mikasera. That a witch cannot create a barrier smaller than a barley. And the kingdom are so small, so they knew that cannot come from witchcraft, that had to be the Etzbalakim. No, witchcraft, they cannot create anything. Real creation, they can't even create something big like a camel. Hai michnif lei, for hai loy michnif lei. All they could do is they just gather them together. The witchcraft just gathered together bigger animals. Rashi says, "Hi michnefleid, brios gedolos, neichel mekapsam." They have a power of kishuf to gather them together, but not to really curate a new animal. But a barrier katana, such a small one like kinim, they don't even have the power to gather them together. That's why the pasuk says, "Etzpel lekimhi." Oh, malei rav, l'rabbi chiyo, l'didi chazli hitaya. I once saw a certain Arab, a witch, an Arab. To Shatnil Sasira, he took a sword, the God Yilagamla, and he stabbed his camel. The Torah Flay Batavla, and he slammed him down like a board. The Torah Flay Batavla, he came to be like a board. Rashi Noto Cherev Achota Gomelevorm, he cut his camel into pieces, and Ruah looked like it was straight out. The Torah Flay Batavla become. Oh, no. The Torah Flay Batavla, then Rashi says, he ring the bell. Rashi says, Kishkish Flay Bezug, right? He rang his bell there. The come, and the camel got up. I saw it with my own eyes. The way a witchcraft fair, he killed the camel, sliced him to pieces, and then the camel got up again. Correct, like creating. Oh, Malay, he said, no. Le Bos Rachi, after this, let me hear. Dam, did you see any blood there? Oporta, me heavy, was any schmutz, any dirt there? Did you see blood or dirt? No, he didn't see anything. El is such a thing. Hayi achiza senayin heavy. That was only illusions. You should know he did not really kill him. He did not really stab him. The camel was there the whole time. It's only illusions what he did. But not that he has the power to be mechayim esim, like to really kill the camel and then to bring it to life again. Ziri ikloy lachsandria shamatrayim. Ziri went to visit the home of Kishuf. He went down to Lachsandria of Mitzrayim. Zovan chamra. He went and he bought a donkey there. He mortally ashkuya maya when he took him home and started to load him up with water. He brought him to drink some water. Poshar, the donkey flattened out, like melted away. The kom gamla the duskani, and it came to be like a board of a bridge. The whole donkey flattened out, came like a piece of wood.
The water takes it away.
Right, I will soon see. On my way, so the people there said back to Ziri, Elav Ziri, if you're not a great person, Ziri, pushed someone who was the Malchus there. It was not the actual merchants. The merchants knew it was Kishuf, that they originally took a board, and from a board they made it into a camel. And now later, when you go to water, water always checks over Kishuf. So when they went to the water, that made it back to original state. So really it was only a piece of wood. So the Malchus said to Ziri, "At if it wasn't for Ziri, at we have a madrin lecho, we would not return the money to you." But meika the zavin midi hocha lebodek leyamaya. Don't you know that Achsandria Mitzrayim, there's all type of witchcraft here? Nobody buys anything here until you first take it to water. Water has the power to check over tumah. This could be the asmat to go to the mikvah, right? That a mikvah water has the power to go over tumah. Even kishuf, when it comes to water, it's checked over. If you want to know if something is really true, if it's there or not, bring it to the water. The water will check it out. Right. Yanai ikloi. Gemara says Yanai. Rashi says ikloi lehu. Rashi loy gasim. Don't call him Rebbe Yanai. The la vinish mal yehu. Shosik shofim. He was a witch. So don't, he's not Rebbe Yanai here. He's Tam Yanai. Yanai ikloi lehu ishbizi. He went to an inn. Omalhu, he said there, Ashkaya Maya, please give me some water to drink. Krivo Shasisa, instead of giving water, they brought him Shasisa, which is a drink that has flour inside it also. It's Chaza to come Rashim Shasasa. So Yanai saw that the lady, the waitress, her mouth, her lips were moving. In other words, he knew that she was a Kisha, a Machashefa, that she was saying some Lachash there. So Shoda Puto Minei, he took a little bit of it. Heve akrive. Rashi says, Shadi Pashi says, Mina mashkulas, he threw some of the drink to the ground, but Nasa Krovim, it came out to be snakes. So Amalu, so he said to her, listen, I drank from your drink. He, at least he made believe as if he drank from it, as if to say, you played a trick on me, now let me go play a trick back on you. I'm also a kishif, I'm also a man, witch. Please, you drink from my drink now also. Ashkuya, so he gave her to drink. Heavy chamra, she changed over into a donkey. She became a donkey. Rachva, and he rode on top of her. He sat on top of her and started to ride through the streets. Solik lishuk, he went down to the marketplace. So in the marketplace, Osa chavrata, she had another friend, another witch, that recognized her. The witch could recognize that this donkey is her girlfriend. He recognized her. So Poshrullah, he strained her out. He did some witchcraft. Poshrullah, Chazia, so came out now, but Yana kept on riding atop of her. But now Chazia the Rechiva Vakoya Isisa Bashuka. Everybody was speaking that Yana is riding on a lady in the middle of the shuk. In other words, her friend strained her out, made her back into a lady again, but still Yana was riding on her. Kitzit is a kayak of witchcraft. Pasuk says, Vatal Hatzvadeya, that the frog came up, the Makkah of Tzvadeya. Vatichas says, Eretz Mitzrayim, covered up the Eretz Mitzrayim. So what was it? Omri Abelazar, Tzvadeya Achasoyis, it was only one big frog that came out. Maybe not even big, right? And Eshritza, it gave out all the kids. Omola Kolaretz Mitzrayim, the whole Mitzrayim came from this one frog that gave off other frogs. Kitanoim, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Tzvadeya Achasoyis, he learns there's only one Tzvadeya. Or Moloch Laretz Mitzrayim, this once a day bursted up into thousands, millions of small frogs. Or Moloch Reb Lozav and Azai, he said no. Akiva, Malucha Yitzel HaGadah, what are you doing, Dashni Psukim, saying HaGadah is here? That's not for you. Kola Midrasecha, stop saying these words. Reb Yossi, Reb Lozav and Azai did not like that Joshua. And he said rather, Valeich Eitzel Negoyim Beholis. You're Reb Akiva with your great Chochmah of wisdom, go learn the hard parts of Torah. Go learn the Goyim and Oilis, but leave Drushas alone. Don't say Agodas. Why? Because he held Tzvadei Achasoysa. No, because he held not that. Reb Lezev and Azaya held that there were millions of frogs that came up. It wasn't only one frog. The Mar says Chana B'Kiva was no. No, he learns like this. Tzvadei Achasoysa. Reb Lezev learned there was one frog, and the Pasuk says true. But what did he do? Shokam lehem v'heim bo. He gave a scream, and all the other frogs came to help him out. So it wasn't from one frog, Yishritzu, came out millions. Right, he gave it. Right. He called for help. He called for help, and all the other frogs came and helped him. That's the two shittas.
All right, to turn over. Here now it says, the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva, that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva said over, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, that Shnayim Loitim Kishun could be two types of Mechashefers. One is Chayav Nisa, one's not. But Rabbi Kiva said over the name of Yeshua, Mashmi learned from Yeshua. So, more is the question.